some of the readings of the, more of the readings of the fast of Thomas, but I think since Saturday is the fast of Ab, we better discuss it. The readings are all they're all connected with fasting or supplication or lamentation or mourning or and the spiritual position to be in is to be in a state of mourning, but yet be at rest about it, or a state of even a state of confusion, to be at rest in the confusion. The structures that and the artifices that you have put up in your brain so that you could survive up till now are all in danger. That's the meaning of Ab. All of the value systems, all of the ideas, all of the opinions. I believe Christ said that you are they that justify yourselves among men, but God knows your heart. For those things which are highly esteemed among men are an abomination unto God. I believe that was said during this season. The idea that if you esteem something or value something, and it's also valued by the Gentile world, that gives you the clue that you're valuing the wrong thing. If when you're pushed to the wall, the first thing you do is justify yourself, that means you never had a real position in the first place. It's the idea that a false faith always needs constant affirmation, and it also needs constant disciples, and it needs more and more adherence to this false faith, so that the people that are the promulgators of it, who don't believe it in the first place, will be convinced it has value because look at all these other people that are believing it. And it's sort of like that's what's happening now in the country. The country is in a state of being, they're celebrating the fast of Ab, they're between the straits. I mean, all of the value systems of the country are just going right down the tubes.
Ross Perot's supporters just got to be.
Right down the tubes.
Man, it's like their whole life just ended. Yeah. What do they live for now?
Anyway, It's very, very difficult to have your value systems destroyed and questioned. And very difficult to have your opinions and ideas ridiculed and not strike back. Because if you're not made up of those things, then what are you made up of? If you don't have all these philosophies and ideas that define you, then what are you? Who are you? You know, all those and the fast of Ab is about the destruction of those internal temples. And it's not, that's why it's not celebrated anymore. Nobody's dumb enough to celebrate the fast of Ab.
Today I was reminded of that very thing. I was at a meeting of engineers. I'm a geologist, not an engineer, and didn't know anybody there. It was a lunch meeting, all this, they're both standing around talking. Here I am, you know, kind of staring at the walls. Because I was going to get it. That's another story. But
he's a prostitute.
Yeah. No.
At a convention.
Before, I would be really talk to. I'm conspicuous. And today, I was just hanging out. There's such a difference.
Just think of these people, the Jews, who believed that they were the chosen people, who believed they were chosen of God, who all of a sudden they were everything, every enemy was surrounding them. The fires of the city were at their feet. They were at the temple, and the walls were just being thrown down in front of them. All of a sudden they had no reason for existence, no faith, no belief, no nothing. And again, know that has to be duplicated in you. You have to experience that in order to find the true resurrection. Not only do you have to experience it, you have to embrace it. And it's a real difficult act. Let's go to Job 42. Job, right before Psalms.
Job.
All of you are going to read Job between now and then, Psalm 119 between now and then.
Of course, we will have nothing else to do.
Isaiah 42.
Job.
I mean Job 42. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou can do everything, that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that which I understood not, things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Do you understand that's what happens when you speak of things that you haven't lived? And it sounds, it's empty, it is... If anybody has their BS detector at all attuned, it just makes you want to throw up. You utter things which you understand not. It's the syndrome, the mental picture is this little kid that I used to hate. He was 5 years old, and he dressed with a suit and tie every day. Just wanted to kill a little shit. You know what I mean? Well, that's what spirit. Therefore have I uttered that which I understood not. Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. He's speaking of exercising himself in things too tall for him. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes. Anytime you see a little peacock prancing around, talking about how he has seen God, you can tell he's lying. It's a bet. You can bet the farm. Because you cannot see God without abhorring yourself and repenting in sackcloth and ashes. Peacocks. Now the fast of Ab is about, my prayer is that you would see God. My prayer is that you would learn what repentance is. We have a state of in the body in which both, in many ways, Doug and Harry are in the same boat. and it's an extremely serious boat. It's a boat that where they both continually are trying to get something right and are incapable of repentance. And it just drives me crazy because I don't know how to show somebody how to get from there to there. I don't know how to preach hard enough to cause that to take place. I don't know what to say to someone that even after all this time is yet still trying to get it right. What do you say? I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And at that point in time, that is the destruction of your Jerusalem. And it's only then that you're worthy of the keys of the kingdom. And that's at the core level, the fast of Ab is about the keys of the kingdom and what the keys mean. What do keys do? Keys unlock, keys open, keys make available, keys provide access. Keys provide access to treasure, something that is extremely valuable is the only things that are locked up. So to have the keys of the keys of God given to you, something worthy of considering and spending some time about. I got set up yesterday. Fortunately, the talk show host warned me, but the owners of this Christian radio station in Fort Worth had told the talk show host to fry me, and they had filtered the calls so that only the pro-Tiltons that were semi-articulate were able to make it through on the calls. And so I spent an hour. It was really wild. I mean, they really set me up good.
And the talk shows didn't want?
Huh?
The talk shows didn't want to do it, or?
No,
why'd he tip you off?
He just, I think because he just felt slimy. I mean, I don't know that he was pro me or anything. But we have this, I mean, these people, I mean, you can't, there's vitriolic hate that's perceptible when it comes through the radio or comes through the, there's no reason. And I kept changing the subject about, and they kept, well, Mr. Anthony, I've called your place. And I was told that I couldn't visit, that you had to be there by invitation only. And a couple minutes later, another woman called and said, what she just said was right. I have done the same. Mr. Anthony, don't you believe in prosperity? Don't you believe in... Tell us about your organization. Who are you? You know, on and on. Is the slimiest. But they couldn't apprehend it, and they couldn't conceive of it when I said that we were a bunch of losers and that I would agree with anything they said about me.
Except mealy mouth.
No, I agreed with that too. No, I mean, it just doesn't matter. There's nothing that they can say about us that I would, that's worthy of defending. Now, That's amazing, an amazing position to be in. But it was the first time they really did a good job. Every caller and the whole tone of the, and then the producer, one of the, whoever, probably somebody afterwards called me and apologized. But again, had we not been in a position where the cross was preached, had we not been in a position where that I know and I preach that I am the chief of sinners, I mean, that would have, that program yesterday would have destroyed me. That's pretty intense. But it's, mine eye has seen thee. I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee, and I repent. In sackcloth I abhor myself, and I repent in sackcloth and ashes.
And that's what you talk about when you say you hear and you see.
Happens when you hear.
Yeah, I want to see it.
And when you hear, you see. And when you see, you abhor. And when you can truly abhor without any psychobabble. God, I hate psychobabble. When you can just abhor yourself. And you're no longer a victim of anything. Then you can repent for the first time in your life. Then you can live. Readings, Fast of Ab readings. You put them on the board. Here, you'll have to move a minute, Miss.
No, sure.
Excuse me.
Lamentations. Job. Psalm 119. Jeremiah 42-52. Song of the Three Young Men. Well, you better get it if you don't have it. You're going to be tested.
Okay.
Lee, I have a feeling you're
going to
be in big trouble.
Lee lives in big trouble.
I've noticed.
Huh? See, look at, I mean, she's been coming to stealth. Apocrypha, she can say that even. Song of the Three Young Men, did I say that?
There's the echo.
Christian.
What's the pseudepigraphica?
Pseudepigraphica.
You've got a book of that stuff.
Yeah, I got all kinds of those.
That's impressive.
Isaiah 2.6.
Verse 0.
2, Isaiah 4.1.
No more
4.1. Isaiah 24. Jeremiah. I told you she was going to have to move. 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. The Tanaeth.
Huh?
Tanaeth.
Huh?
15 through. The Arubim.
Wait a minute.
Oh, 281 and following. Pashaim, 239-268.
Holy, holy auction. Okay, I'm not saying it's not there. That's what I'll say. None of us have it.
Bezot 94.
Oh, excuse me, but what is it? Bezot
90.
Megillah 21 and following.
The whole
Yabamoth.
Yeah. Yabamoth, 280 and 5. She's not writing.
Of course not.
Well, that's because she has Yabamoth memorized.
Sanhedrin 475, 692, and 710.
Are you going to read all those to us?
Arachim.
That's about spider.
That sounds like it hurts.
Arachim.
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 That's many Iraqs. Anytime you see I am on the Hebrew word, it's a plural.
I saw the
Iraq. So Arachim means many Iraqs.
Countless number of Iraqs.
It's appropriate with Arachim, which we all have.
Arachim, I double over.
The letter of Jeremiah.
Let's do right to that. You're being for real.
He's making these up.
Now, where's this one?
My own apocryphus.
Pseudo-logarithms.
Now, the only
pseudo
one,
that's really the
pseudo one. Pseudographia.
But the super duper.
How do you know that?
I don't care. How much
you got? They have one. They have one in here.
Baruch.
What barking?
B-A-R-U-C-H.
Go for Baruch.
That's an American book, isn't it?
Bernard.
Prayer of Manasseh. Yeah.
We read that.
We read that.
Well, I know we read it. We read these every year.
Oh, really? That stuff you were talking about in the middle.
I've read them every year.
Yeah, but no, we don't read them.
Actually, we did read it last year. He brought the suit of whatever. Thing.
No, that was all those things were from the.
I know why you're in such a good mood on the Fast of Abel always.
Are you saying I'm not a good mood?
Been over in his room, sitting under the desk, reading
read the books nobody's ever heard of.
Switch the E and the A.
I mean, people know.
You were M-A-N-E-S-S-A-H. M-A-N-E-S-S-A-H. Is that how she spelled it?
Yep,
yeah, that's true.
It was awful.
How many of you were at the fast of Yom Kippur at, or any of you at...
You went to the hospital?
No, at Lake Whitney. Were you there?
No, but I, when you went to the hospital. No, but I was at the fast when you collapsed and hit your head against the wall.
Passover.
I was at that one.
Right.
You and Bloom both passed out.
Because you didn't have water.
Because you didn't have any water and you were sitting in the sun for like 14 hours.
No, I was at...
And Cumberland Cove.
Oh, that's right.
No, one Yom Kippur we did it at. It was the first Yom Kippur thing, and it was at. You must have been
there. With the
Lake Whitney. Yeah, and you couldn't wear your shoes, and I walked all over and got bloody feet.
Oh, you walked around the lake or something?
Yeah, that was. I'll show you.
My feet were bleeding, yeah. And I came back.
I am Viking man.
I came back, and everybody was doing the readings, and I just went ballistic because they were reading without understanding.
That's probably what happened the first time
here. I remember the first time. My first year here, you had really, you know, somehow made us, a lot of us, feel like that the longer you fast, the better it was going to be, you know what I mean? Right before it happened. And many of us, I had fasted 3 days, okay, and, you know, just watering on the last day, no water. I had watched television the whole time, and like, if on TV, if you're fasting, every commercial, every other commercial is like a fast food joint, or, you know, Burger King, or California grapes, Chiquita bananas, you know, and you're like, hallelujah, you know, because I didn't know that we were supposed to sit around and read the Bible, you know, so I'm like, TV the whole time. And then I got over, and I'm like, all right, well, finally, you know, it's over. You go, and then, you haven't fasted if you watch TV. I was just destroyed.
The 5 days leading up to that app, I fasted, right?
Yeah.
5 days.
Five days.
He walks in and he goes, if you've thought about food, you've broken the fast.
You're evil.
Evil.
This is 5 days.
can't keep it. You can't. It's crazy.
See, so stop trying to get it right.
Well, true. Oh, geez.
Well, let's review the fast. The day before the fast is during the day you're not supposed to eat a meal of more than one course, or eat any meat, or drink wine. During that evening or that 24-hour period, you're supposed to turn the bed over, the chairs, the couches. In Numbers 14, it was decreed that, let me read it real quick. This happened in the past of we have to start, everybody go there, get a Bible.
Where? Numbers 14.
Numbers, but start in 13, verse 26. Again, remember that when they were messing around, they were in the, from the world to the promise took 40 years. But 39 of those years were spent at Kadesh Barnea. And they just gotten here, and they're going to go get a report of the spies now. And the spies are going to, two of the spies are going to say the right things. The rest of the spies are going to say, this is too difficult. We can't do it. So they spend the rest of their lives here. And on the Fast of Ab, it's stated that the fathers of all of this whole generation, this 3 million people, are not going to see they will not see the promised land. They will die. Okay? And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation and the children of Israel. Well, let's go back. We got to go back further. In chapter 13, verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of the fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses commanded, and Moses by the commandment of the Lord sent them from the wilderness of Paran, all those men were the heads of the children of Israel. And then it gives the names. Two of them were, who were the two that made it? Joshua and Caleb. In verse 16, these are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land, and Moses called Oshia, the son of Nun, Jehoshua, or Joshua, or Jesus is really what it says. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, get you up this way, southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it is good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood thereof or not, and be of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. And so they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob as they come unto Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Abiman, Shishai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought it of the pomegranates and of the figs. And the place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from there. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all of the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land into the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites, dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land though through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, Let us make a captain, and let us return unto Egypt. And then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, The land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. The defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. The Lord said unto Moses, How long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them. And will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, Then the Egyptians shall hear it. I love this part. For thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. For they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people. That thou, Lord, art seen face to face. And that thy cloud standeth over them. And that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of night by fire, about fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying. Right. And that was at the same time. Because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them. Therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt, even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my spirit, Caleb, because he had another spirit within him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow I'll turn you and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in mine ear, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness. And your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be washed, wasted in the wilderness. And after the number of the days in which you search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall you bear your iniquity, even 40 years, and you shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord, have said, I surely will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness, that they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up this evil report unto the land, died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. And Moses told these saying unto all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning and gat them up into the top of the mountain, saying, Lo, we be here, and will go up into the place which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, Wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that you be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you. You shall fall by the sword, because you are turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up into the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites, which dwelt in that hill, and smote them, and discomfited them, even unto Hormah. Anyway, that all took place on this fast of Ab. And the golden calf took place on the fast of Ab. You know, when we read all these readings, do you all remember all of the prohibitions? Or do we need to go over the prohibitions of the fast?
Feels good, don't
it? Why do you fast?
Kind of a wake up call. I don't know what you're saying, really. All the things that you...
I see what you take for granted.
See all the dumb things you put your faith in.
No, but again, no radio, no television, no magazines, no newspapers, no Bible even, no Torah, no Talmud, nothing except those readings and the ones that I gave you that were in the Talmud, which you chose to mock me for.
Which we will probably pay you.
Now all of the restrictions which apply to the mourner apply to the fast. No eating or drinking of any kind, no water, no bathing, no perfume, no anointing yourself of any kind, no wearing of shoes, no sex, no thinking about sex, no thinking about food, no thinking about water. Now, I didn't make that up.
So it says, no thinking about it, no pre-burial stuff.
Well, please read, try to read the everything except the ones that are the from the Apocrypha. And will you see if we can go buy some Apocryphas in the next couple of days? Like three.
Where do you get them?
The Apocrypha store.
Apocrypha. The Scottish Apocrypha store. If it's not Apocrypha, it's not Crown Apocrypha.
Of
not a pucker full of crap.
Huh?
It's not a new pucker.
2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
Sunday. Either.
Sunday,
and
right
it
here.
It officially starts sundown on Saturday.
Sundown on Saturday. Anybody have anything else? Take it big, guy.